This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver police and other metro area agencies have settled a lawsuit with a documentarian for close to $500,000. Officers shot Trevor Hughes with a projectile while he filmed the George Floyd protests in 2020. Payouts over police behavior have hit a five-year high in Denver this year. In March, multiple George Floyd protesters won a lawsuit against the city for $14 million. And a correction, a previous airing of this story last night mischaracterized the result of that lawsuit. Colorado Springs Mayor John Suthers is calling for an investigation into comments allegedly made by police officers there during protests and marches in 2020 and 2021. KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports the incidents were captured on body-worn cameras.
Suthers condemns the statements and says if they can be attributed to CSPD officers, they should be held accountable. Video provided by a lawyer in a lawsuit against CSPD shows someone altering the words to "We will rock you" to include threats of gassing people. It allegedly came prior to a Black Lives Matter protest in 2020. The second recording is from a march for affordable housing in July of 2021 and was provided by the organizers. On that tape, officers are allegedly overheard joking about stoning the marchers to death. CSPD says it's reviewing the information regarding the incidents. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
The Elbert County Clerk is criticizing Secretary of State Jenna Griswold's decision to appoint an outside supervisor to oversee the upcoming election in his county. Griswold is a Democrat. Elbert Clerk Dallas Schroeder is a Republican. He says the move was politically motivated because he has questioned the results of the 2020 election. Griswold said it was necessary because Schroeder copied Elbert County's election equipment hard drives. His office also failed to count 37 primary ballots. Our voter's guide to this fall's election is at CPR.org. Sunny skies across the state today and tomorrow, then a change in the weather late Saturday and Sunday. This is CPR News.